Hey, this is Zorik from The Date Podcast, and it's just me tonight. Emma is on vacation. She is making the best use of her time over 2 months off since she works in a school district. So it's just me tonight. So grab a glass of wine or a beer or maybe a shot, and let's hang out for a bit.
We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to The Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
Yeah. Hey, it's Zorik. It's just me in the studio here. We're going to talk about dating. But Emma, again, is on vacation, so we didn't have a chance to record our last episode because things just came up. But she'll be back in a few weeks. And until then, you're stuck with me, guys. Sorry, you're stuck with fucking me. Not fucking, but just me. So it's been a crazy weather week here in Dallas. It's been sunny, then raining, then hail, and then it's hot again. So it's kind of you know, just crazy. It's just up and down, like my life and dating life. But I digress. So today was a little bit warmer, and you know, for some people that live here in Dallas, half of the people that listen, half of you guys live in Dallas. We love patios. And we love alcohol, we love pools, and we love the 100-degree weather. And it sounds like a terrible thing, like sitting outside, drinking, hanging out in the pool in like scorching heat. But that's what we like to do. And I love doing that with friends here in Dallas. And I think we're going to do that this weekend. But if you think about it, that is kind of, we're kind of prepping ourselves for a retirement home in Florida, right? Because I don't know. I don't know anyone that's retired yet. But what I picture is that people at a certain age really don't have much to do. And they just drink and swim in the heat. And so, guys, everyone in Dallas, we're just waiting for our deathbeds, basically, and waiting for our retirement period. And we're just waiting to retire and just drink and have fun and be merry. So that's all. That's all we do here in Dallas. So the topic of the day. This is an easy one for me, and we've talked about this a lot in our 93 episodes, but first dates. So when you think about first dates, They're difficult. They suck. I know when I was first single around, I don't know now, maybe 3 years ago, it took me a little bit to get into the dating scene, but it was really difficult to get to the first date, first of all. And then second, it was very difficult during the first date. But that was just the first few dates. But as you keep going in your dating journey or career or whatever you want to call it, it gets better. It gets better, and you kind of figure out what you want in a person, in a man, in a woman, in whatever you're looking for, the more dates you go on. But sometimes, whenever I think about dating, I think about my experiences in Starbucks, right? Because, you know, even though Starbucks is something that we do mundane, like it's a mundane thing we do every day, go to Starbucks, and don't hate me for those of you that live in LA, because I know half of y'all live in LA. I know there are plenty other really good places to drink coffee, but Starbucks here in Dallas is like a dime a dozen. There's one literally probably 500 feet from here. No, kidding. Half a mile from here. And it's so close. But there are like four things that you'll always encounter at a Starbucks location. And I think it also correlates to dating. So I go all the time. I go sometimes in the morning, sometimes at lunch, or sometimes at night. Just to kind of get something sweet in my mouth, you know what I'm saying? And like in the mornings for sure, when I park my car, because typically I park my car, I go into Starbucks, I open the door, and it is a fucking long line. It's like the line is all the way to the door, right? So I get in line, and I'm chilling. I'm just on my phone, and I'm waiting. And that line at Starbucks is kind of like that time you're waiting. You're waiting in line also on a dating app, right? Because you're waiting to meet that person. Because sometimes you're messaging for a day, and sometimes that same day you meet that person, but sometimes, most of the time, you don't. And sometimes it's a week. Sometimes it's a month. And guys, excuse me, and gals, excuse me, I'm going to take sips of my wine while I speak to you guys. But sometimes it takes months. I've known people that I've messaged for months and months and months and have never, ever met that person or end up meeting that person and it turns out to be shit, right? But anyway, it's like that line, meeting somebody, it's like going to the DPS. It's like it's never going to stop. It takes forever. You pull a number and it takes probably like 2 hours to get to that clerk at the DPS and to get your stuff done. But, you know, the line is long. And so I think it's the same thing with dating. Like I want to get that Starbucks drink as soon as possible. And I want to meet that person as soon as possible. But sometimes you have to wait. It's like waiting for that last season of Game of Thrones, which took 2 years. Or it's like that last moment when you have to come, but she's like, hold it. You know, it's the same thing, blue balls. It's like that long line sucks. So I don't know if you guys feel the same way about the long line and the wait in regards to dating. But to me, that's how it feels. And so, you know, once you get through the line and you get to that barista, what do they ask you after you place your order? They ask you, what's your name? Of course, my name is Zorik. And they're like, what? Zornin, Z. I mean, Derek, I get everything. And it's kind of embarrassing sometimes, but, you know, you get used to it. But anyways, like, you know, in dates, I've heard of people that have gotten the name wrong. And like, that is the worst thing you can do on a date. Like calling somebody the wrong name. I think it's worse than sending a dick pic or maybe farting during a date. Like that is like the ultimate worst thing to do because, you know, but maybe people do it on purpose because they don't like that other person. So they're like, okay, let me call him Jimbo. And even though his name is like Chris, and let's see what he says. So what's in a name? A lot's in a name, because if you call somebody the wrong name, just like some people do in Starbucks when I tell them my name, that's a big no-no. But I guess if you want to get out of a date, that's a great way to get out of the date. Like just call them something random, or better yet, call them your ex, because that's typically like an easy name that will kind of pop into your mind pretty quickly. So that name is a big thing. And, you know, after you've placed your order and you finally get your drink, I typically get a flat white because it's not too sweet. If you've tried a flat white before, it's not a latte, but it's like a typical coffee with milk and no sugar. But that's what I get, and I typically get a small size, and then the barista is always like, no, you mean tall? I'm like, yeah, tall. But I usually get that, and then once I get my drink and they call my wrong name, I grab it, and I take it to the area where you get your straws. And so I get my straw, I take the wrapper around my straw off, and I put it in there, and I take a big sip, and all of a sudden, my drink spouts out the sides of the straw. And I'm like, oh my fucking goodness. Like, this happens to me all the time. Because I think I mashed down on the straw too hard to take the wrapper out. And it kind of like bends the straw. And I put it in there. And then it leaks everywhere. But I call this the broken straw syndrome in dating. Because, you know, when I get my drink and it looks so good. And I get my straw. I put it in my drink. And I suck hard. You know, I can't wait for that latte to hit my lips, and it just spurts out. It's deceiving. It's like shit. Like, it's the same thing in dating. It's like you meet this guy online, and he has everything you want, everything you need. Let's say he has that perfect career. He's witty. He has a nice smile. He loves dogs. He likes Game of Thrones. He's very physically fit. Well, that's everything you look for. But then when you go on a date and you start talking, it seems like he's not so witty, right? He's not as advertised. He could have been lying about his career. Or he probably, maybe he doesn't look like what he advertised he was supposed to look like in his pictures. Maybe those pictures were like 10 years old. But that's what I call the broken straw syndrome. And that happens a lot in dating, I think more often than anything else. You know, I think I was reading a stat the other day that it said 81% of people lie about something on their dating profile, which is odd because profiles like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, the popular ones, they don't really have much information, much room to put information. So maybe that survey is coming from like Match or eHarmony or some other app that forces you to put a lot of content in. But yeah, the broken straw syndrome is out and about and everywhere. Because you never know. You never know when you meet somebody. All you know is that facade, right? You're texting back and forth. You're messaging back and forth, and everything's groovy and great. And all of a sudden, you kind of figure out, hey, he's not or she's not what I want. She's something different. And then when you figure that out, you get latte envy. You know, sometimes Starbucks, they always have these new drinks every month, every few months or so. And I order my same flat white, and I get it the same time. The same time, the same size, the same type. Even though there's new drinks out there, right? And so sometimes when I finish my latte, or at least get halfway through, I look at other people's latte and I'm like, oh shit, I should have got that. That looks great. And so that's the same thing with dating. Like, sometimes we encounter that broken straw syndrome, and we figure out, hey, maybe he's not all cracked. He's not all what he was cracked up to be. And you're not sure if you want to date that guy anymore. And so you're like, hey, I should have met up with that guy last night that texted me at like 10 o'clock, because he at least was truthful that he wanted sex. But this guy was kind of different. But you know, latte envy is there. It's like the paradox of choice. There's so many people out there, and you know, the person we're dating right this moment, you know, we think, oh, what if I date this other person? Because maybe this person has something better than this other person has, or maybe he's or she's gonna be more truthful. But that's what I call latte envy. And you know, the problem with latte envy is, like, you can also return a latte if you don't like it at Starbucks, but it's harder to return a friendship or something like that. It's harder to break it off in person after you've been dating this person. But it depends. It depends how long you've been dating that person. It could be just a month. It could be a day. It could be longer than that. But it's definitely difficult to kind of break it off. So, okay. So I've talked about four different topics. So Starbucks, the long line, what's in a name, the broken straw syndrome, and latte envy. So what can we do about these four things. So for the first point, the long line. So to fix that is, I know that whenever we date somebody or at least find somebody online, sorry guys, I'm gonna take a sip of my Trader Joe's wine again. So the long line thing. What I recommend here is date more than one person. Even though you think that this person is the one and maybe he has everything you're looking for and he has a great career, keep dating. Even though you've been on one date, keep dating. Because you will meet people quicker than others. Some others take longer to actually commit to a date. So with a long line thing, sorry guys, with a long line thing, I would say don't stop dating. Number two, what's in your name? Get everyone's name right, guys. I mean, and gals too. I'm speaking to guys. Guys, get the names right because it's a sign of respect. And if you get someone's name wrong, that's like the worst thing you can do. And it's like you've been texting or messaging this person on this dating app for so long, and you see the name. I guess subconsciously you probably didn't kind of commit that to memory, but you see it. So, but in the long run, on the first date at least, do not forget that person's name. Number three, I think with the broken straw syndrome, I think what people should do, what everyone should do out there, is not to put too much stock into what you've spoken about pre-date, right? So meet up as soon as possible, but talk to that person face to face, because sometimes people say things on the chat messenger, and they may have been joking or they may have said something that you maybe didn't understand, or maybe they were under the influence of a great glass of wine and they said the wrong thing and didn't mean it. So with that, I would say take what people say before a date with a grain of salt and just kind of really get to know the person during the date face-to-face rather than online. And number four, latte envy happens to everybody and it will never stop. There will always be somebody that is better looking than who you're dating or worse looking than you're dating. There will always be someone smarter than me, dumber than me, better looking than me, obviously, worse looking than me. So with that latte envy, it's going to happen. And I think, again, we talk about values here. You got to figure out what you want in a person. And if a person meets all that criteria, then just freaking do it. You know, commit to that. So that's my analogy, everyone, for dating, first dates in Starbucks. So if you guys like that or didn't like that or want me to add something else, I'm sure I'll revisit this, that topic in the future. But I have one little article that I want to talk to everyone about that came out today, and it's saying that, you know, a third of the people online on dating apps actually meet people. And we've thrown this stat around so many times, but that's crazy. And according to this article by MarketWatch, which is actually it's a financial website, it says that these dating sites want you to meet at their singles cafes instead of going to Starbucks, which is kind of cool because now they're creating cafes just for single people, which is okay because at Starbucks you don't know who's single, who's not single, and I wish there was an app that said or that would indicate whether or not someone was single based on who was there and how far they are from you. That would be cool. Maybe that's something I can develop in the future for my next app. But yeah, so millennials still do not want to meet up in person, which is kind of it's kind of an oxymoron. It's like the dating industry is booming so much, and there's so many people on these websites trying to meet people, but they don't really meet people. And we've talked about this a lot. Also, it could be just a matter of people just want validation for themselves and their looks and who they are, and maybe not. But what the article is saying is that Bumble and Hinge are now the apps that are pushing people to meet people online. And I think with their membership, there are specific meetups for, not meetup.com, but meetups for people who want to meet online. They also have this, there's an app called Dine that came out years ago, and I thought it was a brilliant app, but if anyone hasn't used it yet, try it out. But I don't know really how many people are on that app, but the whole premise of the app is people jump on the app and they say, hey, let's meet, I want to meet somebody at 7 o'clock at Starbucks or I don't know, some steak restaurant or whatever it is. And then people who want to meet at that time, they kind of sign up for it, I believe. And then I think the person who posts the date information kind of approves or denies that person. So that's kind of a cool app, but I don't know if it took off. And honestly, I think there are so many apps nowadays, I don't think anyone else is going to really break the market. I feel like Bumble and Tinder and Hinge kind of have the market cornered at the moment. And I haven't heard much from Dine since I tried it like 3 years ago or 2 years ago. But yeah, so the interesting trend now is that dating apps are pushing people to meet online, which is great. Not online, but in person, which is great because that's what should happen. But it's not happening because people are just kind of talking on their apps and not doing anything. They just message, and no meetup. But that's great that Bumble and Tinder and Hinge, it's great that they're doing that. So just keep a lookout for that. I believe more apps are going to push that. And maybe that's going to push more people to meet, and maybe that'll push more revenue to restaurants. Maybe restaurants will focus more on a singles. Maybe they'll have like a singles. I know most restaurants, or at least some trendy restaurants, have like ladies night or singles night. Maybe there's a way to partner. Maybe Bumble can partner with these restaurants and have these events. So that would be cool. But anyways, I found that interesting. That's all the dating news I have for today. But if you're out there dating, think of my Starbucks analogy, and just keep doing it. Keep dating, you'll find that person. And that's it. So in the next few weeks, I believe we have posted some things on our Instagram account about a flirt academy. So women out there, if you want to learn how to flirt, our friend Kim Seltzer is throwing a flirt academy, and I believe it's in Dallas on the 16th and 19th. I think one's in Dallas and then one's in Addison. But Kim is gonna travel everywhere, so there are workshops in LA, and you know, obviously she's affiliated with Brian Howie. So check out the Great Love Debate and the Flirt Academy if you're looking for more information about that. And then we have singles events too. We've posted that event in our singles group. But we haven't had any meetups lately for our singles group. Hopefully we'll have one in the next few months or so. We'll see how it goes. And that's all I have for you guys. So I hope you liked what you heard today. If you didn't, let me know. If you did, let me know as well. Let me know if we can make this... what we can do to make this podcast better, and tell your friends about us. And then that's all I got. So we will talk to you next week. Have a great week, great weekend, and see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.